Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday meditation called The Repurposed Ladder. Just before my wife and I went off to visit our church in Dublin, more on that another time, this last weekend, Penny completed her latest DIY project. It involved an old post office ladder, some hooks, and a few saucepans. Well, it also required the involvement of a circular saw, power drill, and detail sander, all things that are commonly part of my wife's days off. A few years ago, a neighbour was throwing out his old wooden ladder. It turns out it was an ex-post office ladder. Sturdy, heavy, a little woodwormed and lichen-adorned, but serviceable, so we took it. Fast forward a few years and a few broken rungs, and we found two things converging: the need for more room in the garage and the need for more storage capacity in the kitchen. Well, what to do? Brainwave. Take the ladder out of the garage and repurpose it as a kitchen saucepan storage rack. It looks stylish. No woodworm or lichen now, and it does the job. Result. Have a look on the blog for a photograph. Doesn't God repurpose us from time to time? He's done that in my own life recently. After completing nearly 30 years of ministry, a combination of circumstances mean that I find myself in a different role. It's disconcerting, it's exciting and confusing, all at the same time. I wonder if that's how Joseph felt at different times in his life. In phase one of his life, he was favourite child, Genesis 37. Now Israel loved Joseph more and any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age. Phase two, he was a lowly slave, Genesis 37, verse 36. The Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. From favorite child to lowly slave. And then phase three, elevated slave, Genesis 39. Joseph found favour in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. Favourite child, lowly slave, elevated slave now. Phase four, prisoner. Genesis 39:20. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. Phase five, what comes after prisoner? Phase five, he is Zaphnath-Paneah. He's in charge of the entire Egyptian empire. Genesis 41, Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger, put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He made him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and people shouted before him, make way! Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. But we're not done. From Zaphnath-Paneah to phase six. In phase six, he is reconciler. Genesis 45. Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept. And Benjamin embraced him, weeping. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him. Finally, in phase seven, he is perspective person. Genesis 50. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Joseph is clear that God has taken him through all these ups and downs for a reason. And from our own perspective, we can see that God's multiple repurposings of Joseph's life secured a home for Jacob's family, provided the conditions for the emergence of the nation of Israel and the coming of Messiah. Is it a coincidence that Jesus' father was called Joseph? I'm not sure. But I wonder, is it a reminder that the Son of God had to endure a repurposing from heaven to earth to bring reconciliation between God and his children? Has God been doing some repurposing in your own life recently? Perhaps, like me, it may be well to trust his hand and, like the ladder, be content to be horizontal instead of vertical, indoors instead of outdoors, and a support for saucepans instead of post office telephone engineers. Let's pray to have a longer-term perspective because, well, God knows what he's doing. I hope you have a wonderful week and God bless.